My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be. It's better
over here. Now at T-Mobile, get 4 5G phones on us and 4 lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age: wisdom, experience, and knowledge, just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain, all symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's joinmidi.com.
There was probably a lot of people that would say, Russell, would you just stop rambling? Would you shut up? I bet you Paulie's one of them. Paulie's already hitting me up, yelling at me about something.
I bet you Paulie did cut this thing off hours ago. Hours ago.
Paulie texts me at 9 o'clock or DMs me at 9 o'clock this morning. He's like, Jesus, I got to listen to you at 8:25 with Johnny D in Virginia Beach. I should get off my radio. Sorry, Paulie. I'm on every week. It's the only show that wants me. No other show wants me. JP and B. Mitch occasionally.
I would say this show kind of wants you.
Maybe. Sometimes. If I get to all their calls, that's when they're happy. Otherwise, you know, if I got to do the talking, the heavy lifting, they don't like that. All right, let's get back to it on the phones. Let's talk to our guy, Double A. Not Austin in Annapolis, but Athan in Annapolis. What's up, Double A? How are you?
I'm good, but I am making an executive decision for the show, and I'm going to announce it, that Linnell is going to be reassigned because he has unfortunately rubbed off on you in a negative way. What I mean by that is I texted you at 7:53 last Thursday and gave you the insight into Kevin Sheehan breaking that news about the Shanahans, and he put it on his podcast, and I wanted you to have the coach on your show to talk about it, and you gave Sanchez credit for my text message that I sent you last Thursday. I mean, talk about leaving a Greek out in the cold and pulling a Linnell Willingham.
Wow, wait a second. I don't remember that. Like, wait, you said about trading Robert after year one or about the book? I can't remember.
No, I listened to Sheehan's podcast, and then I texted you what he said, and I didn't get a response from you. It's okay, because Linnell told me you had a hot date, but it's just like I didn't hear back from you, and then you gave Sanchez credit for it. And if you look in your phone, last Thursday I texted you and asked you to have Sheehan on the show to talk about it.
I vaguely remember that. I will tell you this, you know, Double A. With all due respect, I mean, I love you. I can't keep up with everybody's text, though. I can't remember everything. So if I drop the ball, I'm so sorry. I will go back. I will give you proper attributed credit. I vaguely remember something about that, but I, You know, I generally count on you to bust Liddell's chops on text, which keeps me laughing. I don't always remember everything good that you say outside of that to help the show, which is my fault. It is a poor quality of mine. So I apologize for that, but I will go back and give you due credit. I'm sorry. And if you want to take away credit, from Sanchez, that's a battle
Sanchez
that you two are going to have to, go
Hey, Chris. Mm-hmm. Chris. While I have two midshipmen in the car with me, okay, mm-hmm. I am totally busting your balls. Okay, you know that. You know I don't have the millennial syndrome, and I need credit for everything. I just told Matt I had to give you a hard time because I did text it to you, but I love Sanchez. I love everybody on the show. I don't need credit for anything. I just love being able to call and talk to you. I told the midshipmen when they got in my car, I said, "You're going to be on the Chris Russell show with me, so get ready." And they were like excited and in the back and still listening and everything. So it's been a good entertainment for everyone. But
I tell you what, first of all, if they're midshipmen, they're automatically better people than me.
Yeah,
I can say
best,
that. Number one. Number two, do we realize, we were just talking during the break, out in the hallway between the other boys on the other side of the aisle, the Army-Navy game is coming to Landover to Northwest Stadium, and both are undefeated, and one or the other could go to the playoffs.
That's
how about
right.
them
and
apples?
They're excited. Awesome. You guys are plebes, right? First year?
I'm a senior.
Oh, you're a senior. Okay, so we got seniors in the car. They're ready for a win.
All right, there you go.
But anyways, Chris, real quick about our new quarterback is, listen, he's making a lot of noise, and he's doing a lot of really good things, and his odds from MVP went from 45-1 last week down to 11-1. That's how much noise he's making in the betting world.
There you go.
But he still has hurdles to climb, and he still hasn't been put. He's putting the spotlight right now, but he hasn't been given the keys to the city yet, like they were ready to do with Robert. So the jury's still out a little bit. They need to keep running the ball the way they are and play better defense, and they're going to make a lot of noise this year. But he has character, this kid, as opposed to the last one. That's why I call him RG0, because he was a zero in many different ways.
Well done, as always. Those two midshipmen in your car, thank you for your service.
Absolutely.
Seriously, that's the most important thing. And AA is taking good care of you. He's the best. So I appreciate you guys. Sorry to keep you on hold for so long. AA is awesome, right? I mean, I had no idea he had two midshipmen in the car. He's driving around. He's doing his thing, right? He's...
Shout out to Pete Medhurst, too, the voice.
I mean, yes.
Shout out.
Yeah. Pete kind of hates me these days, but,
doesn't have hate in his heart.
Yeah.
When you say that, I go, Medhurst.
I don't know.
Come on.
How
could anybody hate you anyway?
I'm kind of
First
annoying.
Of all,
in case you haven't noticed, I'm kind of annoying.
No. You just,
a lot of people hate me on Twitter.
You're just doing this. You're just warming up for tomorrow. We understand what this is all about for you. But you
see,
can't,
a lot of people don't view it. A lot of people don't view it that way.
It doesn't affect me that way. It's just like people saying hypotheticals. First of all, is there something to be gained by being favoring hypotheticals?
Mm-hmm.
And I have nothing against any of it. You have the right to chase anything you choose to chase.
Well, I'm glad you just brought this back up because I've got to ask you the hypothetical that
right
Sean
ahead.
From Connecticut
yeah,
asked
right
before
like
the
Sean.
Top of the hour.
Right
if ahead. They win this week and go to 5-1 and beat the big bad Baltimore Ravens in Baltimore.
I'd be impressed.
Number one, yes. Mm-hmm. But does that mean, basically his question was, can you start taking them seriously not to make the playoffs, but to win playoff games? And that is ultimately a theory or hypothetical or feeling thing, but at 5-1, winners of 5 in a row, if you go into Baltimore, say hold Lamar and Derrick Henry to sub 150 running, which is I think a key to the game, do you start thinking, hey, maybe this team just might not squeeze into the playoffs? Maybe this team might not just be like 8-8-1 or 9-8 or something like that. Maybe this team could be like, I don't know, 12-5.
Maybe.
And be a two seed in the NFC, or maybe even
anything's
one
possible.
Seed.
Anything's possible.
Right?
Why wouldn't he do that? What's stopping him from feeling that way?
I think people are, and he's only 23.
Yeah, he should.
People are so beaten down. Like,
He's like, too young to
the
be
guy that
down.
You like to pump up all the time. What's his name? I forgot.
I don't know. The big guy?
He's always yelling at me for being an industry plant not like opening up and embracing and thinking that they can win every game and being a little skeptical.
And his name is like Longfellow Tidwad.
Longfellow Tidwad.
Yeah, that guy. Well, look, part of being young, you should have a youthful, you should have an optimistic your outlook. I'm not denying anyone anything. You have the right to think anything. What would you let me affect your way of thinking?
Well, because you're seasoned and mature.
Well, you're right. But why would you allow that to affect you when you're that young and immature?
Well, that's part of the problem is too many young and immature immature-ons.
So you don't get it both ways. If you want experience, then you have to be able to buy into what it takes to get here.
Right. But,
and most
but
of it is scars.
That's where your seasoning and experience
it's lost,
comes in.
It's like coming in
life.
And going, man, don't go down that road. What I'm favoring to do, because I haven't lived through this much longer than a lot, I'm going, I have built-in protective mechanisms. I go month to month. Well, this is the best month we've had since I had an afro.
Mm-hmm.
So now I'm thinking, okay. Now, this week-to-week, month-to-month thing is fine because that way a week lost doesn't throw my month off.
Yeah.
So I love the way I'm going to be settling into this right now. I'm going into this prize fight this Sunday knowing now at least I believe I can win. Before you go into something like this, you would go, well, there's no way we can win. Let's just try to play well. Now I'm going, oh, who are you talking about? We can win. Now I'm going, no. We can beat anybody. Now, will we? That's up to them. But at least now I believe we can win every game we're in. But it's a week to week because I don't know who's healthy. Based on the health report right now, I go, we got a shot against who I think is among the best in the entire league. This is a great measuring stick, and I like to be measured early. But why do I think we can win? Well, because we don't give the ball away. We don't turn it over a lot. You can't beat them. Giving them help. They're better than us. The moment we walk off the bus, it doesn't mean they can win the game.
Yeah.
But if we don't help them beat us, because we got some things they're worried about too, because when they look at us now, it's kind of like they're looking at themselves.
Well, yeah, that and their secondary.
Scary.
They should be real worried about their secondary, and if they give if they give Jaden any chance.
Point. Yeah, no, we got a shot.
Yeah.
We got more than a shot.
Yeah.
Now I'm thinking, well, I'm just happy that we can go into a game against these dudes who I think should be amongst the favorite to win it all, and we're early enough to go, hey, man. Now, I'm not thinking we're going to lose our minds this week because I know that staff is going to keep them humble. It's not like I think Jade's going to show up at 9 o'clock this morning. No, he might even show up at 3:30. Because they're hungry, and we don't have immaturity now. We're not being run by clowns. We're going to come in mature, and now we got a chance to be more physical. Because these dudes are bullies. Well, guess what? We hit back now, too. So I like this now. This is more like Frazier, Joe Frazier and Holmes.
So use your analogy and to use what you're kind of the context of what you're talking about, if you earlier called Jaden a boxer.
Yeah, absolutely.
Not a puncher necessarily,
He's a boxer. Yeah.
So what are the Commanders in that same context, in that same boxing context?
Well, we're moving up class. We want to be heavyweight. Right now we're light heavyweight.
Right. But from a stylistic standpoint, are they more Mike Tyson?
Well, we'd love to be. Who would you want to be? Everybody want to be Mike. But you know, Floyd ain't bad because we can move.
Right.
We're athletic and we're young. We got a lot of these things going for us. But against these dudes who have, they're my wish list because they have a 280-pound fullback.
Yeah, yeah. Patrick
they got
Kerhard
a beast
is a
in the back. That's us back in the day. So they just want to beat you with body punches. In their perfect world, they don't have to throw the ball. They're like Harbaugh in Michigan. Michigan beat USC through 38 yards.
Yeah.
That's the perfect game plan. Because if I can beat you in body shots, why would I wind up? Everybody talks about wide, and wide receiver. My behind, we're good. We got plenty of people. One of our best didn't even play last week.
Yeah.
And we were still a threat and could win a game.
Yeah.
I like us a lot, but we got to be humble and hungry. If we get cocky, I'd be scared. But as long as we stay humble and hungry, they got to worry about us as much as we got to worry about them.
All right,
and that's new.
Let's get to Ray and Frederick, and then we'll get to Van and Upper Marlboro right after that. Ray, how are you? Sorry about the wait. What's going on?
Hi. No problem. Thank you for taking my call. Thank you.
Thanks for making it.
Always nice to hear and talk from you guys.
Appreciate you.
So it's great. You know, I just want to say we need to give, first of all, you know, Josh Harris credit for buying, and then he assembling pretty much Adam Peters, giving him reign, say, hey, let's bring in Dan Quinn. Let's bring in Cliff Kingsbury. We poached Cliff Kingsbury from the Raiders, and he's a credit to what Jaden is, I think. Also, there's something about Jaden in terms of he wants to win. He wants to be the best. And you can't teach that. I think that's ingrained in your psyche, your mental fortitude, and that's what Jaden has. And I think whenever he's on, you know, on the center, we have a chance to win. And I think the game's going to be down to who has the ball last. If we had the ball last with 2 minutes to go, we are going to win. That's all I got to say. Thank you.
All right, thank you. Appreciate it, Ray. Good to hear from you. Let's get one more in here. Let's get to Van in Upper Marlboro on the Team 980. What's up, Van? How are you?
Good afternoon. How are you today?
Good, Van. What's going on?
I'm blessed. Thank you. First time caller. Hang on one second.
We've got to celebrate you.
Okay. Daggone right.
Hang on. Wait. What was that, Ric Flair? What? Huh? What?
Woo!
Oh, okay. Hi, Van. How are you?
Love that.
Okay. All right. I wanted to say I am very happy that the Commanders are doing well this season. You know, it's been like probably 20 or 25 years since I've been able to sit down and watch a game and actually enjoy it. It's fun. The players are having a good time. You know, the coaching staff is great. Now, do I equate that with them potentially thinking about going to the playoffs and things like that? I can't necessarily say that. I would like to just see how things go, because I've just noticed that as a trend, every season we have this great expectation of them. You know, they do something and, you know, we blow it up, like, you know, ready to send them to the Super Bowl and things like that. You know, I want that too. But and then when the bottom falls out, you know, then you got to be talking about this person, you know, is not doing this and this person's not doing that. You know, I would like to just see how they're trending, see how they're going, just, you know, applauding their success, you know, and things like that, opposed to talking about playoffs. I was shocked to hear myself a few days ago that we hadn't been 3-1 since 2011 or something like
2008.
That. 2008.
Four and one since 2008.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, well, I was not aware of that, you know, so why can't we just enjoy what we're seeing, you know, have a good time and just see how things go, you know, and, you know, I feel like it's going to be some years of progression to see how they go before we put this, I don't want to say burden, but, you know, this pressure, just let things progress. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it's more than fair. I mean, you know, but unfortunately, in today's society, with a starving fan base, you get a lot of, you know, you get a lot of hype, you get a lot of hope, you get a lot of expectations, you get a lot of belief, which is, I guess, better than all the negativity that we've had. But it's how do you manage that?
Exactly.
And how do you process that? And so far, people in that locker room, people in that building. Yeah. You know, they all tell me so far everybody is grounded and everybody is handling it the right way. We'll see where it goes from there. Listen, Van, we got to run, but appreciate your phone call. Make sure you call back again.
Absolutely.
Okay?
Thank you. Hi, Doc. How are you?
First time talking
with you too.
All right. Congrats. Thank you.
Isn't it cool, Van, to talk to a Super Bowl champion?
Yeah, you know, I was the son that my dad never had. On Sundays growing up, watching Joe Theismann and, you know, and even, I'm telling my age, even back to Billy Kilmer and stuff, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Every Sunday, my mom would cook. We would get her to cook us a good meal because we would sit. My dad would watch the Westerns. And then after that, you know, we would sit down and eat and we would watch the game together and, you know, and things like that. So I've been with the Skins for a very long time. I'm just so happy things are going in a good direction. So thank you for taking my call.
Well, thank you.
All right.
Sweet of you. Good to hear from you as well. That, I mean, how nice is that?
It's a beautiful thing.
And a good perspective as well. We'll get to the rest of you guys. I know you're been on hold for a while. Just hang in there. We'll get to you coming up on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. Oh, you got a whoomp there, huh? Doc, I back
from
the kitchen.
That's not Walker, is it? That's Jeff Walker? Oh, okay.
No. Back from the kitchen, I took the last of the coffee. And then as I was walking back, I went the extra long way to have a stare down with a special someone.
Why is he here so early?
I don't know.
He's usually...
I don't know.
This is not his style. So
he's not going to be on 980, so he has to be here right. 4 hours early.
Oh, okay.
It's only over here that he shows up about 2 minutes after the show starts.
Yeah, that's what I thought. A little strange, yeah.
I think I just broke Chris.
Oh, God.
Yeah. Oh. You know, I meant to not to be a party pooper, but we lost another one of our very specials, Pat Fisher.
Oh, no.
Who, yeah, cornerback, a guy who I'd hoped to have seen in Canton, that dream secondary, Bass, Houston, Owens, Fisher, and meant to start off the show. I forgot. Jerry Olson, our dear friend and colleague, he's always the bearer of what we need the news, and he gives it to us. And he just a delightful guy, man. These guys in that 72 team introduced a lot of us younger guys here. We felt like Linnell, and they embraced you. They told you what this town was all about. Mm-hmm. They set the standard. And, boy, he will be missed.
Three-time Pro Bowler, two-time first-team All-Pro, and want to give credit, obviously, to the Commanders website, commanders.com. The team has issued a statement. The Washington Commanders mourn the loss of Pat Fisher. Fisher was one of the greatest defensive backs in franchise history, ranking in the top 10 in both interceptions and interception return yardage. Fisher is a member of the Washington Ring of Fame and was an All-Pro and Pro Bowl caliber player for the franchise during a 10-year career with Washington from 1968 to 1977. And apparently, I didn't realize this, he was living in Leesburg.
Mm-hmm.
So I never met Pat. Maybe I did, and I don't remember.
Oh,
but
I'm sure you did. You were at the park. Yeah, he was there.
Okay. Well, obviously thinking about him and his family, and that is, you know, sad news that we just got, just announced within the last couple of minutes. So certainly send our thoughts out to you. You knew him well, right? Mm-hmm. I mean,
Pat, man, anybody been here since the 80s, since 1980, yeah. I mean, yeah, Pat Fisher. All those guys, they embraced you. They made sure you knew them and what you were trying to live up to, that standard, and how they play special teams here. The city and who you were playing for, that means a lot. And these young kids do the same thing. You know, it's important to let people know why they're playing hard and who they represent and the fan base. And these guys get it. The organization gets it. That's what makes it beautiful. And that from ownership down, they understand because they grew up around here. And that's what makes it so unique. Once you buy into this, and that's why the excitement, this is just the tip of the spear. You already see the difference. You hear the difference. And because the colors aren't necessarily exactly the same as ours were, you can tell the difference. Now you're seeing the difference in it, and you feel in the name. all this. I mean, the gear. I mean, you know, everybody. Mm-hmm. It's kind of like, yeah. And it's nice to see this because we don't need to be playing tug of war with ourselves. We all need to be on the same page, moving in the same direction, and creating that force that we once upon a time had as a fan base, as a group. And, you know, it didn't happen overnight, but we're moving in the right direction.
There was a long line right outside the team
store. Oh, no, I heard you talking yesterday
at the stadium
about you coming in, and I've never known you to be there at 11:30. And that's why I'm going,
yeah,
Rooster.
Got there late. Yeah.
Yeah, no, but I'm a regular listener. No, so
I appreciate
it. And so when you left, and I knew then, because I know my anxiety back in the day, so on game day, I ran into an old colleague, Larry Michael, the other morning, and it was like 8:30, and at a famous breakfast spot, I would go, our body clocks, once you do this, you know, by 8:30, I'd have been in the parking lot. Because you're so accustomed to game day operation.
Mm-hmm.
Not to be in that lot by 8:30, that's bad for me. What are you talking about? Because you can do whatever you got to do once you're there.
Yeah.
What you can't do is anything while you're in bumper to bumper, moving an inch by inch. That's out.
Yeah. Well, that's the
no,
way
I can tell in your voice, and I was shocked when you said, I go, oh, no, hell, 11.
But, Doc, you know, a pro is a pro. I did my 12-12 Infinity Sports Network pregame hit.
Yeah.
From the parking lot.
No question.
Because I couldn't make it inside the stadium.
You could have done it from the car. Yeah. You'd have got the job done.
I mean, just ripping off thing after thing.
But when I'm listening to you, I go, people have no idea the struggle it takes to get through what you got to get through. Plus being you every 10 feet. Rooster, Craig. So you got to deal with that.
Right.
And if you don't do it, you're a jackass. Right. And so you got to. So just getting through tailgate Ted and all the crew.
Mm-hmm.
That's the whole beauty about being on site and all the people that get there hours and hours and hours before the game to set up.
Yeah.
That's your family.
Yeah. Like once a week, somebody approaches me and they're like, hey, man, you do a horrible radio show.
Well, that's the beauty of this. Yeah, that's the beauty of this. Thank you. Say thank you very much. Yeah, tell them thank you.
All right, we got to do a final trending
alert. So there's Polly's everywhere, right?
And then squeeze in a couple of calls before cleanup on aisle three. Right here, right now on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app. All right, so as we just told you, the Commanders announcing the death of Pat Fisher, who played 17 years in the NFL, 213 career games, not all with Washington, 56 interceptions, 10 of those seasons with the Burgundy and Gold, certainly a big part of the defense. Pat Fisher passing away at the age of 84, and I'm sure the team will have some sort of memory for him or a moment of silence for him during their next home game, as Pat Fisher, again, has passed away at the age of 84. Meanwhile, around the sports world, what you have here is the Jets firing Robert Saleh after a 2-3 start and a loss in London. Jeff Ulbrich going to be the interim head coach. The Jets don't have the bye week after the London loss to Minnesota. Instead, they have an extra day to prepare for the Buffalo Bills on Monday Night Football at, again, 2-3. Meanwhile, baseball playoffs back underway for the National League today. The Philadelphia Phillies and the New York Mets. City Field, the Mets finally home after a 12-day road trip, including the first part of the playoffs. 5:08 the first pitch against the Phils. 9:08 the first pitch scheduled for the Dodgers and the San Diego Padres. That series also at 1-1. And NHL opening night is tonight, including the debut of the new Utah Hockey Club, the former Phoenix Coyotes, or Arizona Coyotes, I should say. They host the Chicago Blackhawks tonight in Salt Lake City on ESPN at 10 o'clock Eastern time, just after the Florida Panthers open up defense of their Stanley Cup title against the Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock down in Sunrise, Florida. And that's what's trending. All right, coming up, clean up on aisle three, something very confusing, but perhaps it shouldn't be. Last night and today in the world of sports, when it comes to television, we'll do that in just a wee little bit, plus Dum Dum of the Day. And when we think of Dum Dum of the Day, we think...
I think of you-know-who.
Mm. Who?
I don't know why you don't change the name of it, but that's okay.
Oh, okay.
I'll stay in my lane.
I was thinking beer. Something to do with beer. But maybe beer. Not what you're thinking. Maybe not what you're thinking. Well, details on that coming up before the end of the show. DOC, we got to get back to the calls. We got a couple of guys that have been on hold. A couple of people have dropped off. I apologize. We'll get more calls in tomorrow. We just had a lot to do.
I don't think you will tomorrow.
Well, you know, I mean, kind of depends. Kind of depends on how much I can rein certain things in. Let's get to Nate in Upper Marlboro on the T980. What's up, Nate? How are you?
I didn't know, fellas. How y'all doing,
What's shaking, Nate? Nate?
Ain't not much, man. I'm chilling, feeling good right now, man. I gotta say, man, I gotta, me personally, man. I'm enjoying every Sunday, man, and every Sunday we win. I'm talking trash to everybody, every Cowboy fan, Giant fan, because I don't know when it's gonna end. You know what I mean? I gotta be honest. We good right now, but we could lose the next four games. So you know. I gotta celebrate while I can, but I think Jaden himself, man, I think Jaden is good. I think he'll do fine. I think that we gotta stop worrying about him being hurt or getting hurt or any of that stuff, man. I mean, it's part of the game. You know what I'm saying? It's football. Every player and every quarterback has been hurt, been dinged.
I would say this, that's more me than Jaden, certainly, or probably the big people in that building. They realize that injuries are a part of the game and you're going to get hurt playing football and all that stuff. That's probably more me driven because, you know, again, I'm a glasses half empty kind of guy and I'm a worry warp just because I've seen it happen to just about everybody, you know?
Yeah, you're a little overworked. I mean, I get it though. You know, I understand, but you know, we can't worry about that. But I tell you another thing, man. Jaden has also helped us answer some questions, man. I think we can end the discussion and the question about if Terry is a one or not, because I think he's definitely a one now. Now that we see we got a guy that can get on the ball, because the game against the Bengals. I don't think you could tell the difference between him or Chase.
Yep.
And then also, last Sunday, he was probably the best wide receiver on the field also. I mean, so I think we're good. I think the defense is getting better every week. And the coaching, you can see the coaching. You can actually see the coaching going on. You know, they're not playing with players. If you ain't producing, I mean, you out of here no matter who you are, Jahan Dawson or whoever. You know what I mean? They're looking for people to produce. And that's what's going on, man.
If you don't fit the culture club, you're in trouble. Thank you, Nate. Good to hear from you. As always, appreciate you. We have to do some cleaning, maybe take a broom, maybe a mop, something like that. Where might we do? Oh, aisle three. I hope Matt's okay with it. Because I didn't really ask. What we may have missed. What we forgot. What we need to touch on. What we promoted that we didn't get to. And even if it's just a minute or two, a mention.
Clean up in aisle three.
Clean up on aisle three. All right, El Doctor. One thing that drove me crazy last night, I got to be honest with you. I mean, I rarely get upset about things. You know me. I'm Mr. Calm, Mr. Docile, Mr. Nothing Really Bothers Me. But one thing that drove me crazy last night, the Kansas City Royals and the New York Yankees started their Game 2 of the ALDS at 7:37 Eastern Time, roughly 38 minutes before the Kansas City Chiefs kicked off Monday Night Football at Arrowhead. Now, normally they share parking lots. Royal Stadium, Kauffman Stadium is right next to Arrowhead. So there's some synergy there. They certainly share, I'm sure, many in the fan base, right? So why would Major League Baseball, with the perfect opportunity to say, hey, you know what? We'd love to have the Yankees in primetime because, duh, it's New York. But Let's be fair here and say maybe we could put the Royals at 5 o'clock against the Yankees and still get a good number and not have the Royals fans have to choose between the Royals and the Chiefs, or the Chiefs fans to choose between the Chiefs and the Royals, or Kansas Cityans to have to choose between one or the other. Just a terribly, terribly misguided decision. You knew Monday Night Football, that schedule was set long ago. They're not going to change that. They knew that game was going to be in Kansas City at 8:15. I don't understand why baseball did that. I really don't. Other than the obvious, which is we want the Yankees in primetime, and damn, we don't care about Kansas City. That's number one. Number two, I was mentioning to you this earlier. Today is the opening night day in the NHL, Doc. Did you know that?
Yes, I did.
The Capitals don't play until Saturday. They have lots of events. We're going to have Rasmus Sundin on the show on Thursday. However, the rest of the league, or some of the league, opens up tonight, and that's a good thing, right? But what isn't a good thing, or what is interesting, I guess, is the way I'll label it. We mentioned the Utah Hockey Club, the former Arizona Coyotes, plays their first home game in Salt Lake City tonight at 10 o'clock. That should be an electric atmosphere on ESPN. The Florida Panthers open up defense of their Stanley Cup title against the Boston Bruins at 7 o'clock. That's also on ESPN. And, of course, ESPN Plus, the app. But at 4:30, the season, 45 minutes from now, actually opens up. But you don't want to know what they're doing? They're opening up the season at 1:30 local time on a Tuesday afternoon.
Okay.
In Seattle. Like on the West Coast. In Seattle, Washington, the Kraken are hosting the St. Louis Blues at 4:30 Eastern or 1:30 Pacific on a Tuesday afternoon. Now, baseball plays mid-afternoon weeks all the time. There is a little bit of a, hey, if they can do it, why can't we do it kind of thing. The difference is hockey, at least at night or during the week, is almost always a nighttime sport. On the weekends, you see games, obviously, earlier in the day, so I guess that's the thinking. But it's a little bit weird to
Tuesday afternoon to
schedule. Like, can you find two other teams to play that maybe, okay, instead of 1:30 in the afternoon, maybe, okay, it is 4:30 in the afternoon, but it's, I don't know, the Islanders and the Penguins or whoever that are two East Coast teams, and at least people can knock off at 3 o'clock from work. This makes not a lot of sense to me. I don't know what they're trying to do here other than to get three games on the network at the same time. But some very weird, curious television decisions. So, I wanted to make sure we mentioned that.
Well, when you get that many games, Chris, I don't think it matters
in the long run. I hear you. On cleanup on aisle three. All right. Did you see this? The Dallas Cowboys beat the Pittsburgh Steelers the other night.
Somebody told me
Sunday night football,
And I haven't heard from Big Tony, so I got to believe it's true.
Yeah, I haven't heard from Big Tony either.
Yeah, neither.
Maybe he grilled himself.
No, he's hunting now. He's sending hunting pictures.
Okay.
That's what he does. But I did hear from Derek Davis, Cowboy fan, and I hadn't heard from him.
Who's the other Cowboy fan that's in your Legion of Doom? Cowboy Troy?
Clay. Cowboy Clay's consistent,
right,
though.
Right, okay.
Yeah, he always posted up and Raj and all of them.
All right.
But so Derek Davis, he's been quiet as a church mouse.
Derek Prescott with an impressive come from behind win, what have you. Did you see the video? Warren Sharp put it up, others put it up, of George Pickens running routes the other night?
No. I like Warren a lot, but I did not see Pickens.
Okay. So in lieu of having it to show you, I saw it last night, whatever. George Pickens, Doc, if running routes was graded on a scale of 1 to 10, with 10 being like super hard, super fast, and 1 being like barely running at all, the way I would describe it would be George Pickens was about a 1.5 or 2 on the route running scale. He was basically out there jogging several times. I don't know if it was every snap, every game. Jogging. After having a bridge, one of those, I guess, light deflector, kind of sunlight deflection, like strips along his nose and along his face that basically had a message that I can't say on the radio about throwing him the damn ball. George Pickens was out there loafing around. The Steelers lost. And now Mike Tomlin says he doesn't question George Pickens' effort. And I ask you this. He played a career low 34 snaps. He appeared to run them at a very low rate of speed, right? But he said, Tomlin, he didn't have a problem with the receiver's effort. I said, quote, I didn't have any outlying issue with his effort, as I mentioned after the game. That's just a snap management thing and an effort to be more productive in today's game regarding analytics. I don't know what Mike Tomlin is talking about. Mike Tomlin is obviously highly regarded. What did Mike Tomlin do? Whose cookie did he steal to get some of the biggest knucklehead wide receivers in the history of the NFL? Between George Pickens, Deontay Johnson, Antonio Brown,
yeah,
and the other clowns that they've had there. He has had some bad, bad, bad seeds.
They
some
can talented all play, seeds.
Yeah.
And they usually Chase don't Claypool. Act their worst yeah. with him.
Mm-hmm.
He usually gets production out of them.
Mm-hmm.
And then they implode once they leave him. You raise a good point, but I don't get it. People do what you allow them to do.
He played in half of the snaps that he had played in Sunday night, half of the snaps that he normally played in for the first four games of the season.
See, the game was delayed, and it was late.
It was past his bedtime?
No, I'm saying for me, I'm not vocal about it because I didn't see it.
Mm-hmm.
It was a tease. I didn't think Dallas, Pittsburgh, what was the chance? And somebody told me Dallas won, and I didn't believe it.
Mm, they did.
I know, that's what I heard. Mm. But
I can confirm that.
Okay, but I go, good, I'm glad, because Clay was, I was really worried about him. And so that's good. But no, Pittsburgh, they're not fun to watch. I love watching Watt.
He's fun.
You know, and then when I like to watch 11 play for Dallas, he wasn't going to play.
Yeah.
Dallas' offense, they're just not fun to watch. You know, it's like there's something, they got a lot of promise, but they don't deliver. So I end up being more frustrated by it, so I didn't watch it.
Even with the Cowboys having 1-2 in a row, and both on the road this year,
I'm not worried about the Cowboys. I'll see them, if they make it to the playoffs, they can impress me if they win a playoff game. No. Then I'd be interested in
them. There you go.
Yeah.
All right, that does it for cleanup on aisle three. Lots
clean
of garbage.
Cleanup on aisle three.
And I mean garbage. George Pickens, welcome to the club, man. I'm sure the leader of the youth of America will have no problem with that. And I mean zero problem with that, because he's one of one. Because he can do and should be able to do whatever he wants, just like Devontae Adams.
Yeah, I can't wait to hear when you hit him with facts tomorrow. I can't wait.
Coming up. Here's a fact. Dumb Dumb of the Day will take you for a little bit of a ride through beer and artistry. That's next on the Team 980 and the Odyssey app.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
It's better over here.
AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free. All on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Payoff up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in trade-in service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
You sit in traffic now, but later, there's an ice cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, all your patience is paid out in gold. You remain calm through honks, bumper to bumper, and people yelling.
Come on, move!
You are a fighter, and Modelo is your reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
This show is sponsored by Midi Health. There are great things that come with age. Wisdom, experience, and knowledge. Just to name a few. But if you're a woman over 40, it can also bring some less desirable things like hot flashes, insomnia, brain fog, moodiness, and weight gain. All symptoms of menopause and perimenopause. Yes, hormonal transition is a fact of life, but that doesn't mean you have to accept its symptoms as just another part of aging. MIDI clinicians are menopause experts, equipped to support you with safe, effective, FDA-approved medications, as well as supplements, lifestyle coaching, and preventative health guidance. You'll come out of the experience feeling heard and with a plan to start feeling better. MIDI offers accessible care. All their services are covered by insurance, and they're conveniently accessible through telehealth visits and 24/7 messaging. You deserve to feel great. Book your virtual visit today at joinmidi.com. That's join, M-I-D-I.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you, and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
I saw Luke Combs at Northwest Stadium, then Commanders Field, in late July, second day of training camp. Beer never broke my heart. I was listening to Luke Combs and Tracy Chapman, Fast Car, yesterday from the Grammys. Love that tune. Love that duet. Awesome. Just a great song that's just been brought back to life and then some by the two of them. All right. Speaking of beer, you'll never guess what happened to a couple of beer cans.
It's time for Dumb Dumb of the Day.
Doc, you strike me as a museum guy, right? You're hanging out constantly in art museums, kind of taking in the sights and sounds and scenes, studying, analyzing, breaking things down, correct?
Part of me would like to do that.
Uh-huh. When you have more time, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
So picture this in a Dutch museum. Two empty beer cans thrown in the trash, but they're not trash. Instead, they were artwork, a masterpiece titled All the Good Times We Spent Together by French artist Alexandre Lavette.
What?
They were dented, they were empty, and they were thrown in the trash by a member of the museum staff who was cleaning and thought, well, they're trash. Instead, they weren't trash. They were actually meticulously hand-painted with acrylics. The museum said they, quote, required a lot of time and effort to create. They were recovered in the trash by the curator, Elisa Vandenberg, who had taken a short break and noticed the cans had vanished. Somehow, she recovered them from a bin bag right before they were about to be thrown out. And therefore, the two empty beer cans, who somebody thinks is art, who somebody put a lot of time into.
I'm just a big idiot. Yeah, you are.
Were recovered and saved so that everybody could enjoy this wonderful masterpiece of art. Isn't that great? Isn't that special?
It's awesome.
I agree.
Because if one person gets to appreciate it and learn about it, we're all better off.
And if one person would have just been able to throw them out, the world would be a better place too. It would be cleaner.
Congratulations. You're Chris's Dum Dum of the Day.
Craig Hoffman is coming up next. Hi, Craig. How are you, Craig? Hi, how are you? Craig's here. He's going to take you through on this Tuesday afternoon. I have no idea what's coming up on his show, but lots of Commanders talk, I'm sure.
Well, Anthony was here off early.
That is true.
So maybe they'll have some original content.
Doc, this was fun and frolic. We had a lot of special guests stopping by.
I can't wait. Until tomorrow.
Yeah.
You really let your hair out.
I mean, if you want to come back, you're more than welcome.
No. It's too much fun for me. I plan assignments where I'm on the beltway so that I can be really entertained.
Coming up tomorrow, the creator, the sole proprietor of Exotic Smash Mouth Football, Lionel Willingham, will join us at 1 o'clock for a Windbag Wednesday. Thanks to Matty Ice. Thanks to Hollywood Nick Ashu. Thanks to the real youngest in charge, Tobias Altizer. Anthony Haney was here. Thanks to Doc. Tribe. Thanks to you guys for listening, calling, being a part of the show.
Tribal, baby.
We'll see you tomorrow. Let's go, Mets.
It's better over here.
Now at T-Mobile, get four 5G phones on us and four lines for $25 a line per month when you switch with eligible trade-ins. All on America's largest 5G network.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees and $10 device connection charge. Phones via 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. Bill credits end if you pay off devices early. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you and also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole, with its V-shaped stud configuration, is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
Have you ever wondered what it's like to experience something paranormal, supernatural, or unexplainable? Join host Jack Wagner on the podcast Otherworld as he explores spine-chilling real stories shared by everyday people who have experienced something unexplainable. Listen each week for first-person testimony from people who have come face-to-face with something that can't just be explained away. Listen and follow Otherworld, an Odyssey podcast, available now on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.